Mobile.
For HKX. Morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Patrick. You and Chad sound so much alike, and I haven't got your call signs, but good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Well, doing good. I just went over to the job that I was working at this week and kind of cleaned everything up, put it all into a pile so my Holloway guy can come and just pick it all up, and I'll pick up all my cutoffs and everything and get it all out of there, cleaned up, finish it up.
Throw your call out earlier, but I was pulling in the parking lot, so I didn't want to shout out to that quick.
Good morning. This deck that I did, it's only about a mile from my house, so I went over there early this morning and did what I needed to do while it's still cool, and went over to Ingles, picked up some ribs. I'm going to put some ribs on the smoker here, and going to have a relaxing day today.
Things to do around the house. I had to do some grocery shopping this morning, so I just left Ingles myself. I'm just not feeling great. She asked me to go this morning.
So about 80 to 90% of the cooking at home, and I usually shop every day because I just like to get food fresh. So I'll shop in the morning or on my way home. And like I said, today I'm gonna have the smoker going, and I'm gonna do a couple slabs of ribs and some wings, and I don't know anything else that I might find laying around.
Good day.
And Monday and Tuesday, and then I'm going to be off, probably going to take a week off. I'm actually retired, but I still do some jobs on the side.
Still something to retire to when I get there.
Guys, I don't know, it's pretty difficult nowadays just to totally retire, unless you're making, you know, a couple hundred grand a year. And with the way the world is, who knows if there'll even be a place to retire when you get to retire, or even when I fully retire. Our world isn't exactly unstable ground, we'll say.
Yeah, I'm with you there. There's just nothing stable about it anymore.
Front door, some bombers or drones or something to bomb ISIS last night. I'm glad that he did that, but pretty much brought it on himself as far as I'm concerned.
Yes, sir, I'm right there with you. That was a... I don't even know how to describe that. That's so bad.
How do you get out of Afghanistan? But you don't just cut and run. And, I mean, basically, the Taliban was locked, cocked, and ready. And as soon as we packed up and left, they moved in. Afghanistan Army dropped and hit and run. See you later, bye. And all the equipment that we gave to the Afghanistan military is now in the hands of the Taliban. So we spent 20 years fighting the war, and then we rearmed the people that we were fighting. I don't know how much sense any of that makes, but that's what it is.
Yes, sir, I'm right there with you. That's exactly what I see. And just can't believe that we have people in power in this nation like that.
At all, how this president, the things that he's doing are supposed to be in our better interest, especially when everybody I talk to feels the same way that I do. Everything he has done has just been nothing but destroying. Gas prices are up. I mean, it's just unbelievable. But I better not get off of my high horse this morning, Patrick. ND78.
KO4HKX. Bob, we'll have to meet in person to have that conversation. That way, we don't drag everybody down with us.
You should come to one of the SCDXA meetings in Greer. You'd probably enjoy it. A lot of like-minded people over there, to tell you the truth. There's a few that aren't so like-minded, but this is the SF meeting. I think you'd enjoy it.
I tried to make the last meeting, but my truck broke down that day, so it put me way behind it, so I'll just have to try the next time.
Hoping everybody's always welcome, and yeah, I think Steve had mentioned he was going to come, and maybe you guys are going to come together. Now, he was ill last time I talked to him. He wasn't feeling so well, so. All right, Patrick, I'm in the driveway. I'm going to carry this food in the house, and my grass guy's supposed to be cutting. coming today. He got a rock in the eye yesterday, so I don't know if he'll actually make it. But I'm going to get in the house, and got a couple things I need to do on the computer and that sort of thing. So you have a great day. Good talking to you, and enjoyed it. Best 73, Sandy 78.
Great talking to you. Have a good day. Enjoy your ribs. And KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 73.
Jeff W. Mobile.
Oh, what are you doing out this morning? KO4HKX.
Battery for the riding mower, so I got to go over to the battery place and swap it out.
Did some errands for the wife this morning. She's not feeling too good.
Oh, I hate to hear that.
She just got a real bad headache. She gets migraines from time to time, so I'll take care of the things she needs to do.
Yeah, that's dealing with those kids at school, right?
More like the parents.
You're probably right on that one.
Very, very heated debate up here right now going on, and amongst the counties got it divided over the mask situation.
Those, probably if you sat down and studied it, wearing that mask about the same as putting up a chain link fence to keep the mosquitoes out of your yard.
Unless you're wearing a mask specifically for this, you're not doing any good. The cloth over your face, it might give you a minute and a half of protection, because once it's wet, you're breathing it right through, so it don't matter.
Not the enough of the right kind of mask to even go around.
Yep, Friday, they're at work.
We're busy getting ready for all those special visitors we got coming in today.
That everything just jump and run because somebody special's coming.
New company president and a bunch of people coming to, they're supposed to tour all the facilities that we own, and then we're hoping that we can get some of those products and expand from that chemical plant that burned down in Illinois, because we got about 100 acres of unused land here out at our facility.
Great if you could find employees.
Yeah, that may be a problem. You can't get anybody to show up. We had a maintenance guy retire here last week, and then I guess we got another one talking about it before the end of the year, so we're a little bit short.
What gets me about the whole thing is we're short on labor, but everybody's spending money like they're working and making bukus of money. Where is this coming from?
He may crash this, and then we'll find out, right?
You're running up debt, or you're getting free money somewhere. Which is it?
Getting up the debt, right? Now they passed where you can go ahead and all the people that own rental properties can start evicting and getting their money back. So now things will probably start, opening up a little bit.
Glad to hear that, because those people have lost their sales with people not paying the rent.
That applied for rent assistance, they should have sent that money directly to the landlord.
Susan working this morning?
Work all weekend. She was off Monday and Tuesday, so I got to run a couple of errands for her.
Riding this weekend, huh?
Have a good one. Tell Elise that we hope she gets to feeling better, and we'll catch you another time. KN4TFW.